escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live today at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, guys. Wendy Bagwell Parkway, 5380. Come on through. We'll be here until 6. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Abe's in for Mike today. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. Apparently, we have struck a chord. Enough of you have flown recently that you know exactly what we were talking about in Guy Talk. And it's funny because Body by Popeyes, that's his Twitter handle, he says, the overhead bin space, fellas, has no correlation to the seat it sits above. Flight attendants will often tell passengers to put their bags in the first open space they see when spaces are filling up.
When do they do that, Carl? When group A or group 1 is boarding?
No.
Or when you're in 5 and most of them are full?
Full. Full.
Because of course it does.
It should. I said to him, does this mean that if I'm not sitting in first class, when I get on the plane, I get to just put my bag on wherever I want in first class? That's not happening.
No.
So when you talk about there's no correlation, flight attendants only tell you that if you're one of the last people to board the plane and they say, find an open space.
Because the other option is gate checking it.
Correct. And nobody really wants to do that, right? So you're like, oh, let me find a space. That is the only time that happens. But we were talking about all these things, flying etiquette, and a situation happened with my daughter, and then we were talking about TSA doing away with taking your shoes off to go through TSA now, which is great. I mean, it's going to hopefully speed things up. But a lot of you are commenting. A guy, Henry Hamilton, says, look, fellas, he says, Dukes, I was on a flight, row 8. He says, this couple comes on board. The lady sits in the middle seat. The guy asked me, hey, would you mind changing seats and moving to row 27 in the middle so he could sit by his wife? He says, I said no. You have a right to say no. It amazes me that people just assume that those things are going to happen. And again, here's the only time, Abe, because I don't want to seem like I'm a hard A all the time. Kids and a mom, I'm willing to do that
for.
How
old's the kid?
Young children.
Okay.
Young children.
What's young?
5, 6. Okay, okay. I'm willing to do that.
I would have gone a little older than that, but like if you're because 13, you can sit alone.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, 13.
Here's your snacks.
You probably
here's your
don't
headphones.
Want to sit with your mom at 13. But small children and a mom, sure. I am willing to do that. But it's rare that that happens. But that is the only case because guy said, you don't ever switch seats. No, I would under those circumstances. But it's usually some jerk who wants to switch seats with
thinks
you.
Thinks he's entitled.
Correct.
He or she.
Either or. So more of your thoughts, guys. You can find us on social media. Put them up. See Dukes. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow Mike, who's out, by the way. Mike Bell ATL. And Abe, give him your social media handle.
At Abe Gordon.
Follow the radio station 929 The Game. We're going to talk Braves coming up in just a bit. But we got to talk about the Falcons because we're counting down to training camp. 24th is the first day of Falcons training camp. And we're going to be there. And we're going to bring you all of the sights and sounds. We're going to be doing our show from the Taj Mahooters up there. You guys know the deal. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we'll tell you all the days we'll be up there and enjoying it with you guys. But with that said, I don't talk about Kirk Cousins. I don't. I'm over it. Abe's got me watching this quarterback show because he stayed up late and watched all the episodes and came back with extensive notes and was like, you got to watch this episode 4, minute 6.
Last 6 minutes, there's a difference. Whatever. Don't waste the middle 50. That's all I'm saying.
So I'm not talking about that. But I do want to talk about how much trust do you have in Raheem Morris in year two? How much trust do you have in Raheem Morris in year two? Abe, how much trust do you have?
I would say a pretty fair amount. I'm pretty forgiving, and I'm pretty open to the possibility of someone either as a player or as a head coach, one, learning, and then two, improving. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of frustration. He wasn't a rookie head coach. He'd done it before. Why is he still making these mistakes? I get that. I totally get that. But it's a slightly different game than when he was coaching the first time, and certainly a lot of new players and a lot of new instances as well. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think he is a good coach. I think he made some severe mistakes, and that they're highlighted by the fact that they cost you games in certain moments. I don't think you can walk away from the approval of whatever that game plan was against the Steelers, where you're running pistol. That's partially on Zach Robinson, but he approved it at the end of the day. To me, that's on him. I made very clear my frustration yesterday about the decision to stick with Kirk Cousins. To me, that's on him. The game management towards the end of that game against Washington, that's on him. I just hope that it's a learning environment and he can improve. And I know in his previous tenure, he has seen improvement in year two. I'm hoping that's the case again. I think the team is better. I think that certainly helps him.
It does.
Right?
Yes.
The team is better. He can have less impact on a game in theory. A lot more belief in the defensive coordinator now than what we had as well. So I'm optimistic, Carl. I really am.
So am I. You know, when we hired Raheem Morris, and some of you are still against it, the thought was we need a Super Bowl winning coach. You guys do know he's got two rings. He was a quality control coach in 2002 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with John Gruden when they won the Super Bowl. And obviously, he won as a defensive coordinator with the Rams.
Yeah.
My point is, he's been a part of staffs and understands what that should look like. But being the man is different than being next to the man. And he's been next to the man. So he made next to the man mistakes last year that a lot of us were like, what are you doing, Raheem? Get a timeout. Why are we not doing this, Raheem? It's things that you learn on the job, but you only learn it, Abe, when you're the man. So when we talk about Raheem, it's not about whether he's qualified or you don't think it was a good hire. He's qualified. But this process, and Dan Quinn went through it, Mike Smith went through it, and Arthur Smith didn't have enough time to go through it. Because if he would have come back for another year, he would have had another year, and I guarantee you that year would have looked different than the year his last year here. So for year two, for me, I am confident as well. The team being better helps. The fact that this is now, Abe, his guys. These are his players. We've gotten three of these drafts. You know, the last three you could say he's been a part of, certainly the last two for sure. But this draft is all him. Last year's draft was all him. When I say him, these are the guys he signed off on. Yes, Terry said, well, this is the guy we're going with. Raheem was in the room and said, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a reflection. This team is now going to be a reflection of him. We can't talk about what Arthur Smith did. Yeah, he drafted some great players. Bijan's unbelievable. Drake's good. But what does he do now in the image of what he wants this team to look like? And in year two, we got to know. Like last year, guys, we were 6-3. What was the identity of the team when we were 6-3? We weren't getting to the quarterback. We were not explosive. Bijan didn't break 60 and 70-yard runs. We ran the ball really well. But, like, you go, what was the thing? And for Raheem to be a defensive guy, I know it ate his butt that we are not a team that has that kind of identity. That's how they won the Super Bowl when he was with the Rams. And, yes, he had one of the greatest players in Aaron Donald in NFL history. But he had a lot of good players, including a guy that we just picked up in Leonard Floyd. So I think year two should be better. And if it's not, and he hasn't learned from those year one mistakes, then that's going to be a problem.
In 2009 with the Buccaneers, his first year, they were 3-13.
As a head coach?
As a head coach.
Okay.
Year two, 2010, they were 10-6. They didn't have a new quarterback. They were still rolling Josh Freeman out there. They had no business winning that year either. They had drafted Gerald McCoy, and they added a couple of pieces. But you got Freeman as your quarterback. And it's a tough role. And they went 7 more games than they did the year before. So I think from that instance, I have some belief in that. And
do you feel better about – and Raheem is the – he's the guy that's got to answer for this. Do you feel better about the staff at all?
I feel better about the players.
More than the staff?
I think having a better player lineup rotation makes it easier for them. And so I think they kind of go hand in hand. I wouldn't feel great if we were running the same dudes out there, if we're still dealing with whatever pass rushers weren't working. But we brought in 3 new pass rushers, one who's had a successful history in this league, 2 that you're very high hopes about. I think that helps him more than being year 2.
Yeah.
Having guys you can trust.
Yeah.
Ulbrich, though, is an upgrade, right, over Jimmy Lake?
I think you have to consider it.
I think so.
I mean, it got so bad last year that Raheem became involved. And, by the way, when he became involved,
it got better.
And so I think you're always looking at if he needs to get involved and maybe boost it, he can. He'd prefer not to. I understand why. I also think just year 2, I know it's another new quarterback, kind of. But I think Zach Robinson learned quite a bit, and it was his first year as an offensive coordinator.
Calling plays.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And so I think that probably opened his eyes a bit. And quite frankly, again, I'm going to call him a rookie quarterback. I understand that Penix is going into his second year, but in terms of games and snaps, he's certainly still going to be a rookie for half a season. I expect Zach Robinson to simplify things, to make it easier for him, which I think will in turn make it easier for Zach Robinson.
Let's hope so, because as much as we have a hard time claiming what our identity was when we were winning, I don't think Raheem or any of these guys would have an issue with us scoring a lot of points and that being the identity of this team as well, because you have all of this stuff on offense that we keep talking about, and it just hasn't looked the way that it should. It did in certain spurts last year, and that's what got us excited, right? Kurt's throwing for all these yards. You're seeing Darnell Mooney, with what he can do and what he can be, and Drake, and even at times, Kyle. But you see the potential, and it still hasn't lived up to that. I'm saying if we come out and we're scoring points, guys, and that's the identity of this football team, great. I'm fine with that. But that's part of why good teams are good teams. If I ask you right now, Eagles are Super Bowl champions, why? There's a reason. You know what their identity is. Up front, they're kicking your butt.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, right? They got Saquon, and I get it. They got some guys. But that's what they are, and that's what you have to come out and know that you're going to beat every Sunday. I don't know what that is for us, but we got to find out what that's going to be. 404-726-0929. I don't know how much confidence you have. Do you trust Raheem in year 2, where you're at? But, Abe, we were having this conversation yesterday off the air, and I said to Abe, a lot of people, when you start to criticize Raheem, they try to make it out to be something that it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's just a criticism. It's just I didn't like some of the things that he did, or I did like some of the things he did. It's no more, no less.
Well, I think the good news also is it doesn't have to hang over this season. The frustration of last year, the poor decision-making, whatever, from a variety of standpoints, that can be last year's issues. This year has new problems to tackle. If he tackles well, then it's a moot point.
Coming up, Grant McCauley is going to join us, our Braves insider, guys. Bryce Elder will go at it tonight. Last night was embarrassing. But haven't we had a few of those nights here this season? We'll talk to Grant next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. He covers MLB for us. All-Star game next week here. He's going to be all over the festivities that are going on, and we will be broadcasting live from FanFest and over at Murph's, our buddy Dale Murphy's spot. Guys, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have you covered. Fan Village as well, so make sure you tune in Tuesday, July 15th. But it starts Saturday right here on the game. Grant, how do you describe what happened last night?
I don't know that there is a single word for it other than to say it was more of the same for this Braves club, and it's something they can ill afford, as we know, and they continue to be 0 for California this year. That's something that obviously has to change. You were hoping that the A's might be the elixir for that, since they are certainly not the Dodgers, the Giants, or the Padres, but the Braves were unable to even get off the blocks in yesterday's games, a game as we saw the struggle to Didier Fuentes. And those struggles earned him a ticket back to the minor leagues.
Oh, hold on one sec. There we go.
Grant, what do we know there about Ronald Acuña Jr., the back tightness, how it came to develop yesterday, and the chances of him getting back to the field today?
From what I understand, it was something that he suffered in a workout, and it was tightening up on him. And look, the Braves just aren't going to take any chances with Ronald Acuña Jr. I think that's pretty safe to say. If it, time and a brief break is what he needs in order to keep him in the lineup for a longer period of time, that's what the Braves are going to do. And at this point in the season, I think you just kind of look at it as, well, what else can you really do at this point? And should you be pushing all in at this juncture or play it safe with somebody who's as important as Ronald Acuña Jr. is? So erring on the side of caution is really what the Braves are focused on.
Grant, as we talk about all the things that have, you know, necessarily not gone right for us, they continue to call up guys. Well, what does this look like? And I don't know if you've done the extensive research with all the different names and potential guys that may be called up, but, you know, I keep getting asked, Dukes, who else is in the minors that maybe we could get something from when you talk about this pitching situation we're in? Is there anybody that you've looked at or you've heard about that, hey, okay, they're going to maybe give this guy a shot that, you know, might be interesting or fascinating for us?
No, not really. And that's kind of the misery of the situation they find themselves in by losing so many members of their starting rotation all at one time. I don't care what club you are, it's going to be difficult to cover for the kinds of losses that the Braves have. And it's not just, you know, your fourth or fifth spot of your rotation. You're missing, essentially right now, two number one starters, because Chris Sale is Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach certainly has shown what he's capable of in his couple of years up here, last year and this year. You're excited to continue to see those guys go out there and pitch. And with the offense having the trouble that it was, you were just kind of hoping they'd be able to continue to lean on the rotation. But there's not a ton of depth and high-ceiling arms that are close to affecting the major leagues. And I think that Didier Fuentes is kind of a cautionary tale for if you overextend yourself in giving an opportunity. And maybe a start against the Marlins made perfect sense. His outing against the Mets, I think, kind of started to maybe unravel that plan. The next time out against the Angels was okay, I guess, but still didn't cover the innings that it needed to. And then everything went wrong for him against the Athletics yesterday. So it's just, it's gone from bad to worse. There aren't a whole lot of names and sure things, if you want to call it that, in the minors. And the Braves are going to have to figure out a way to get through it. And I think outside the organization, and I'm not talking about big trades here to affect them, maybe it's some signings or some smaller deals and acquisitions that could help them patchwork this thing together.
Grant, as we approach the All-Star game coming the next couple days, starting over the weekend, and then obviously Derby Monday and the game itself on Tuesday, do you feel like the Braves' struggles this season has kind of held back a little bit of energy for this city hosting this event?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of part and parcel to what the year has been. You'd like to have had a much better year. You'd like to have had way more opportunity for guys to represent the Braves in this All-Star game in this city. And, you know, not having gotten that chance a few years ago and now finally getting it back, or I guess getting it back in relatively short order. They didn't have to wait another 20 years to get it. But still, you would have liked to have had more out of it. But I think it's still going to be a fun event. Clearly, it will be more fun if Ronald Acuña Jr. gets over this little back issue very quickly and it doesn't put his status in doubt for either the game or the Derby. But yeah, I mean, it's one of the great what-ifs of the season. If they played better, what would it have looked like? Would it have felt a little bit different? Sure, it might have been a little bit more fun, but it is also worth pointing out that the All-Star Game is an event that a lot of people from a lot of cities and teams will travel to, so it was always going to be a crowd that was made up of a little bit of all 30 clubs and not just the Braves. But would they like to have had a little bit more the flavor to put to it, I guess, if you want to call it that, with a better season? Yeah, it would have had a lot of people with maybe a better taste in their mouth.
Grant, the automated ball strike system is coming to the All-Star Game next week in Atlanta. Are you for this? And for those who don't know, can you explain what it is?
Yeah, so they're messing with this thing in the minor leagues, and I think it's going to have a few different iterations, but essentially the understanding is that you will have a certain number of challenges for balls or strikes. It's something you have to initiate immediately. If you get it wrong, then you lose one of those. If you get it right, then you retain them moving forward. So it's kind of like Major League Baseball's challenge system. I don't really see how this necessarily solves the ball strike problem that I do believe is an issue at some level and some time with major league umpires. But I will say that it is a very difficult job. And I think that the technology and particularly the strike zone boxes that are on the TV, and I talked about this on From the Diamond with Eno Saris of The Athletic about a month and a half ago, those boxes aren't always accurate, but they will make people go crazy. But MLB's tracking data is meant to be accurate, and there are some discrepancies. So finding something to maybe split the difference between the human element and what we can get out of technology to get these calls right is what MLB is trying to do. So if you see a pitcher or a batter step out or step away and tap their head, they're going to want that instant review. It is supposed to pop up on the screen, immediately show you where it is, and let you know, hey, the call was correct or the call was wrong, and then you go on with the game. But it's not an unlimited amount of challenges. That's something they felt like, I guess, would slow the game down too much.
Braves insider Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond. It's coming your way 4 to 6 on Sunday. You're going to be live at Merv's, as will Andy and Randy before you and myself starting there at 10 a.m. So should be a fun baseball-filled day there on Sunday. Coverage on Saturday.
Triple header.
As well. Yeah, absolutely. Jurickson Profar last night, 0 for 4. His average is now down to 225. What have you seen from him in his week-plus return?
Not much. I mean, he's flashed a little bit of power. He does have, I think, the ability to work counts a little bit better than some of the other Braves, but it's such a small sample size. It's hard to really give a grade yet. I'd like to see a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, kind of get an idea of where he is. I know we're going to get the All-Star break, so it will kind of interrupt that or maybe hit that reset button, but perhaps that's a good thing for everybody involved. But Not a lot yet, but you're just hoping for just more consistency out of left field, because that was a black hole for the Braves in the absence of Profar, and they simply need somebody to come out there and give them some consistent play.
Bryce Elder tonight. Look, we got nothing from Didier Fuentes last night. Elder, he can be shaky at times, we know. Any expectations there?
I mean, I don't know how to answer the expectations questions for some of these pitchers that we've seen just based on the recent results. I mean, is Bryce capable of navigating five innings for you? Yeah, and honestly, you better hope that he does, because you're going to overtax your bullpen by having to pull the starter in the second inning if that is the case, or if he doesn't find a way to get through five or six. And honestly, I mean, last night was pretty ugly, but who knows if they just – kind of have to have somebody wear it for a while in order to just get the bullpen a little bit more rested and back on its feet if he can. But Bryce Elder, since that start against the San Francisco Giants, where he was immaculate and the Braves lost in walk-off fashion, has been anything but. But they're going to need something from Bryce Elder and others to try to patch this thing together. But as we talked about with this rotation, there are a lot more questions than answers right now. And unfortunately, Bryce Elder has found himself back in the question pile.
Grant, with the late game for the Braves, I don't know if you had an opportunity. I was watching Dodgers Brewers yesterday. Just Jacob Mizorowski is just super fun to watch. It probably got, you know, a little late for him to have any opportunity to play here in Atlanta. But just 12 innings last night, he gave up a leadoff homer to Ohtani and then shut it down from there. He's been incredible to watch. We've got Paul Skeens. There's just a number of really good young pitchers in the game right now.
Yeah, there are, and some of them are right there in the National League Central, because Skeens, as you mentioned, I mean, his run support has been criminal this year. He's obviously one of the better arms in the game. Mizorowski has exploded onto the scene. The 12 punch-outs against the Dodgers lineup, I think I saw some stat where it had been maybe 8 or 9 years since somebody was able to do that in a low amount of innings. It might have been 10 strikeouts over the first 4 innings or 5 innings, something of that nature. But basically, the Dodgers lineup doesn't typically have that kind of a problem. But Mizorowski, with what he can do, that high-powered arm, great stuff, and great secondaries, is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And then there's a kid, Chase Burns, that's pitching for the Reds. I'm interested to see how he acclimates himself to the big leagues. He dominated in the minors, came up, was impressive, then got blown up in a second start, which can happen. But now he's just going to get the opportunity to continue pitching for the Reds. They believe that he's ready, and that's the line of delineation between pitching prospects that you bring up. You got to make sure that they're ready. You don't want to rush them, and I don't think that Burns nor Mizorowski were rushed to the big leagues. I think that they're here. Their stuff is real. They're ready to play, and I don't know if I need to say about Paul Skeens. A lot of people have talked about him the last couple of years. Very exciting to watch. I'll be interested to see if he's able to take part in the All-Star game based on how everything lays out in the last couple of days beforehand with the limitations on starters who throw too close to the game.
What do you have coming up? And I don't want to, you know, blow any secrets you might have, but what do you have coming up next week? Because I know you've been working on some things, Grant.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking to take in everything that I possibly can from the All-Star game. I'm looking forward to the Fan Village experience as well. I know there's a lot of things that Major League Baseball has on deck there, with maybe a lot of former players and other appearances happening. But the live broadcast from MRS will be a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing some stuff with 11 Alive. The MLB draft, I hope to get a lot of content from. And then there's a media day where they're just going to set up the players all around Truist Park on, I believe it's Monday, before the Home Run Derby, and you just get access to talk to all of these guys. So I hope to get a lot of great stories, a lot of great interviews, and a lot of fun and mileage out of this for From the Diamond. So be sure to check that out, 4 to 6 this Sunday. And then also, I'm sure I'll have holdover stuff that will be good to go as we get the second half started next week. But a lot of stuff. I don't know how much I'm going to sleep, but I'm going to get a lot of baseball in over the next week, that's for sure.
Well, look, and our city always comes alive for these big events, and it'll be no different. To your point, the team not playing up to its capabilities and certainly been disappointing, but it doesn't take away from the event. Grant, we will talk tomorrow, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks as always, guys.
Grant McCauley, Braves insider. Not a lot, and not just Grant. Nobody has a lot of answers to, like, how to solve this, right? When we talk about all these different guys, the lineup, pitching, the one interesting thing, and I asked Grant that question about guys that could potentially come up and maybe help this team. If you guys don't think there was somebody that could do that, that wouldn't already be here, they would have done it already.
Yeah.
There isn't that guy or guys to
do
that.
We know what the options are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't like any of them.
I don't like any of them. All right, we got to come back. We got more to get to. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, in Hiram. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We were just talking with Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, and Abe and I both said when you cover a team every day, and he does, and you have the access and you're around these guys and they're losing the way they are, it becomes difficult to discuss because you're talking about the same things, the same flaws all the time. I said this maybe 2 weeks ago, and some of you were like, you're crazy. It wouldn't be the first time. But I said, if this thing goes down the tubes, and it is, and I said at that time, if we're about 15, 16 games out after the All-Star break, you know what I'm doing, right? I'm sitting Ronald Acuña. And many of you were like, that's insane. Look, why would you risk your MVP and the best player on your team in a useless, pointless season? Now, you're going to say, well, they could go on a run in the, after the All-Star break. You don't even believe that when you say it. Not with what you've seen. So with this injury, Abe, this lower back tightness.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's real?
Oh, I don't know if it's
the start of the show.
I don't know if it's real.
At the start of the show, it was they're just doing this so they could bet you.
I don't know if it's real, but it's been documented.
Sure.
Okay.
Clerical error?
Probably. Probably. Would that – Yeah. Would that make you want to do this?
No. I guess the question I'm asking you is...
Do you
is,
need me to repeat that?
Well, to do what? Just sit him the whole rest of the year?
Yes, it's not that hard.
But you're talking about not this back thing. You're talking about just sitting in the rest of the year.
No, no. I'm saying now that this lower back tightness thing has happened.
So and you sit him for 80 games?
It's
70 games, whatever's left? You sit him for 60 games?
You don't want this back thing to get worse, do you?
I got balls, you know.
I'm sorry. Again, I was led to believe that it wasn't real.
You don't want this to become a bulging disc, do you?
I don't know. What's the worst that could happen? I mean, I know what the real answer is here.
What? What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you tear your knee again.
Somebody just
– You tear your knee again, right?
Somebody like, that, just that's said what, Tiger Woods.
But, like, from a back injury standpoint, all right, let's say it develops into a bulging disc.
Okay. Let's hope not.
You don't have time to deal with that before next year?
No, but if you take time – I'm just saying – What I'm telling you is, if they wanted to do this, and this is what
no,
I would do.
What you're saying
this is what I would do.
A healthy Acuna should sit. That's what you're saying.
Well, he has lower back tightness. That's not healthy.
Okay, and when that heals, you what?
How do we know it heals?
Oh,
this could be a lingering thing for the rest of the season. You see where I'm going with this? This is what I was trying to tell you earlier.
You want him to be benched.
No.
Or not benched, but you want him to sit out fully healthy.
Why play him? Answer that
because
for me.
Because what's the downside? He has passion for
the game. He can really get lower back tightness and a bulging disc and be injured for the rest of the – not next year or this year, but next year.
I don't – again, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know how long it takes to recover from a lower back tightness.
Neither do I.
But I think before March is probably a fine timeline.
Well, look, I'm not telling you it wouldn't be available for next year. I just feel like you have to make some real fundamental decisions.
Whose call is it?
I would tell you that's Double A's call.
Not Acuna's.
Because
I don't think you need to be in a situation where we're benching you because we're worried about your health and driving a wedge through your superstar.
I don't know if you drive a wedge. Look, he came back. He showed you he's still special. Okay? He did. And he still has two knee surgeries that he's had to deal with. Listen, resting him is not a bad idea. Telling you and telling the rest of what we, you know, the Braves country of what we already know, which is we're not doing anything. So I'm not going to risk my MVP and the guy that truly is in the prime of his career just because we're in a crap year. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't mind resting him here or there. I'm not sitting him for 50 games. We can't play his whole career in bubble wrap every time you're four games below 500.
But this is the first time since he's come up that we've been in this position.
And?
That's the point.
So what? I'm just not sitting a guy just because you're out of it. Are you going to do that with every superstar across baseball?
No.
I mean, the Pirates aren't in it. Should they stop throwing Skeens?
He might get traded.
His shoulder.
He might get traded.
His elbows.
He might get traded anyway. He might get traded.
You don't believe that.
No, I do not.
But
they're trying to put it out there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If we're 20 games out, what is the purpose of playing him?
He loves the game. He lives for the game. He wants to play.
You know what?
Baseball.
This is where you have to protect the player from himself.
From what? Playing baseball?
Yes. Yes. Because I don't need you going out there and blowing out another knee for no damn reason when we're not playing for anything.
I just don't think that's realistic.
Why not?
I don't think he would stay here. I think he would demand a trade.
Oh, come on. He's still getting a check. Give me a break. He's fine.
Hey, it's Acuna. It's not a big enough check, and you know it.
No, that's not. We can all argue about that.
Sit him because you're worried about a back injury.
Well, if it's been documented.
An injury that I was told 3 hours ago
No. What I told you is it's convenient all of a sudden that some trainer saw him lifting and went, that doesn't look right. He needs to sit.
Now it's real but convenient.
Well,
because 3 hours ago it was a conspiracy theory.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but folks, this is how these lingering injuries happen. And all of a sudden you go, wow, Acuna's been out for 2 weeks. And then you're going, wow, that back injury. I'm just telling you, it's not always what it appears to be.
How careful do we need to be with him? Hey, Ronnie.
How careful?
Ronnie, you don't get to swing home run derby either.
You let him go play. You let him participate in the home run derby. I told you, this is part of this. He's going to be the show here in the ATL. People want to see it. He's going to rep the city. It's going to be great. But when we get back to playing regular season games and we're potentially, who knows what happens between now and next week, I'd love to tell you we're going to win out, but we may not. And we're all of a sudden 16 games or 17 games out. What is the purpose? That's what I'm asking you. 404-726-0929. That's where I'm at.
I understand, in theory, your argument, but I also just think we see dozens of teams in this situation every single year, and none of them just sit guys. without question.
Well,
no one just sits a guy.
Well, there is question. He's got lower back tightness. I'm just telling you. That is – it's been documented. You said he was scratched from the lineup. This is the start.
Okay, but I also think this is probably something they take a look at and keep an eye on. And if it's an issue, they sit him. And when he's back to 100%, they play him.
I'm going
to
tell you guys right now, God forbid.
How many bats he get the rest of the year? 12?
If we're playing –
18?
We're playing for nothing.
Yeah.
And Acuña for life. Acuña for life gets hurt again.
How bad?
I don't care.
Yeah, no, it matters.
I am going to be –
because if it doesn't cost him next year, there's no harm, no foul. If it doesn't impact next year, it's no harm, no foul.
I am going to be – I'm telling you right now. Straight fire.
Who?
Me.
Oh, I thought you wanted to straight fire someone with the Braves.
No. Oh. Well, look, if you don't protect him, then, yeah, you probably should be. Because this is what this is about. If you know you're already building for next season, after we get past the All-Star break and you realistically say, hey, look, we don't have enough pitching, our guys haven't hit, we know the story, what is the reason? Nobody can answer that question. And this idea is like, oh, well, what about attendance? Let me tell you something. I was here when we lost 90 games 3 years in a row. The stadium was still full.
So what's the difference then? What's the difference between Ronald Acuña Jr., 13 games back in the NL East, who you are now suggesting should be sat down,
I will tell you,
and Paul Skeens, who is 17 games out?
Yeah, but he's out there every fifth day. Acuña's playing every day.
I'm not suggesting he's got to go 5 days in a row. If you want to rest him here or there, that's fine.
You're so he plays once a week.
Once a week? Carl, he sits once a week.
He plays once a week. He's got a boss. His boss is going to tell him once a week. Ronald, 1 week. That's it, once a week.
Can we get a DH spot in there? It's the second time? Like, what are we doing here?
You don't like this? This is the answer.
I think it's nonsensical, and I think you know it.
You know what?
You know it.
Abe, that is the issue with you. Everything has to make sense. It doesn't make sense to run him out there, Abe.
It's baseball. This is what he does. It's what he wants to do. It's what he loves.
Yeah. And guess what? You got him under contract until he's 30. You don't risk it.
Risk what? It's a lower back injury, man.
Oh, timeout. It's tightness in the back, which could turn into something very serious.
It also could be 100% within 3 days, and you put him in the home run derby, and then he plays to start the second half.
It's probably more.
I'm sure there was one point where Mike Trout was like, I just have minor back tightness, and now look at him now, Abe.
Oh, it is a great point. Uh-oh has a valid point right there, Abe.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I don't think he does.
Hey, man, we're live.
How dumb would you feel if they sat him all this
year? I'm never going to feel dumb. What are you talking about?
Well, you haven't heard the scenario yet.
Well, okay, give it to me.
And then he comes back game one next year and hurts himself. I'm glad we rested him all that time.
Yeah.
It better not be his back.
In games that matter.
Yeah,
now it's games that matter because you're back even.
It wouldn't be his back. But here's the thing. Well, you're talking about
I was told it was lingering the whole season.
You're talking about a brand new season where now you're at least playing for something. When you're playing for nothing, why risk it?
Because I just don't see their risk. There's always risk, I guess.
You guess?
I mean, if you're going to be just like put them in bubble wrap, then sure, there's always risk.
All right.
You want me to request that I work from home because I'm too scared to drive in?
I tried already. We got to get out of here because we're live at Buffalo's Cafe. Big shout out to all the folks out here. Tip your waitresses, guys, bartenders. They do a great job out here. 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram. And we're coming back out here. I know a lot of guys stopped by and said, hey, when you guys coming back out here? We'll be out here. Be back out here in a few weeks' time. We're rotating all these Buffalo cafes. So we're going to be in Cumming and Lawrenceville and also Flowery Branch. So whenever we tell you guys we're going to be out there, we'd love to get a chance to see you. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. Let's clear our throat. Big O back at the studio. Our engineer, thank you so much. His last comment to Abe was Larry Bird had a minor back injury, and look what happened to him. I think these are valid points.
Hall of Famer.
These are valid points.
One of the greatest of all time.
You too. Good to see you, sir. Thank you so much. And some of our listeners are getting ready to head out. First and foremost, Gordon, on-site engineer, thank you so much. Day-Day, my man. executive producing out here. Tinker, all of our listeners, man, coming out here, hanging out with you guys is always a blast. Thank you for coming out and being with us. All right, stay tuned. Chris has got the night show. We got to get out of the way. We're back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Abe, clear your throat.
First off, Carl, thanks for putting up with me the last couple of days. I know Mike is back with you. Actually, it's Fricky Thursday and Friday. Enjoy that. MLB Home Run Derby. Ronald Acuna Jr. is the big name, but I don't want you to lose out on some of these other guys. Guys you may be aware of, but you probably aren't aware of. Cal Raleigh, James Wood, Georgia native Byron Buxton. You've got Junior Caminero and O'Neill Cruz. I don't know what the format's going to be. They seem to change it every year. I think you've got some real up-and-coming superstars in the Home Run Derby with Ronald Acuna leading the way. It is going to be a really fun week of All-Star festivities in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't care.
Look, thank you, John. I don't want to leave the show on a sad note, but I got to share this with you on a personal level. Because I got up this morning and my wife said, I think Randy's wife passed away in the floods in Texas. And I said, what? Randy Schaefer is a dear friend of mine in Texas. They were in Hunt. All the areas affected, you've heard of Kerr, Kerrville, Comfort, Center Point, Ingram. These are all the places that have been on the news. But to find out that my good friend has lost his wife was heartbreaking. And in fact, his wife saved him. They were staying at an inn on the river for their annual reunion with law school friends. And he said they got a knock at the door at 3 a.m., got woken up. You got to evacuate. Guadalupe River is flooding. They got in the car. They're in an SUV. Everybody's trying to evacuate. But what happened was they got caught as people were trying to turn around as the water was rising. Molly was Randy's wife. And as they made the turn, the water's rising into the car. And Randy said, she told him, you got to get out. And he kicked the glass out. Couldn't get out. She said, you got to kick harder. He did. As the water swept him away, he survived. She passed away. I just leave you with this. Take every day and love somebody and tell them you love them. Get at us tomorrow, man. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
Like Freddie Freeman. You're still crying 4 years later.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.